can have a million recipes, you know? You can buy a thousand, trillion, billion, gazillion cookbooks. You can get the equipment. You can purchase everything you need to set up shop. You can get your LLC if you want to. You know what I'm talking about? EIN. You can get, I can even give it all to you for free. You know what I'm saying? You can have everything you need for free to cook this beautiful recipe of a life. You know what I'm saying? But are you ready to cook for real? Are you ready to cook? I gave you the recipe. I ain't gonna lie to you. I gave you the recipe. Are you gonna cook? Or are you gonna keep taking the easy route and getting somebody else to cook for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you gonna cook? And it's nice sometimes to enjoy what other people cooking for you. But baby, you got a recipe. You know what I'm saying? You got the recipe. I got the recipe. Facts, you got the recipe. Shout out Kamili. You got the recipe, bro. Are you going to cook? Baby, and then sometimes when you actually cook, you really enjoy the cooking process. Like, it's just the thought of, it's procrastination, that's what it is. It's the thought of getting up. Getting up, going in there, chopping up ingredients, cooking up ingredients, being in the heat of the kitchen. But you know what they say about the heat in the kitchen? Serving up the food. Then you gotta wash the dishes. You know what I'm saying? But that whole process is just beautiful. You know what I'm saying? That entire process. And you get to enjoy it nice, whatever you cooked. When you done, and sometimes, you know, you gotta perfect the recipe, so you gotta get in the kitchen a couple times, try different things, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might have an eye on your stove, or two, who knows, and they get way too hot, and one get way too hot, and one don't get hot enough, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, what you have is limited, you limit it on the tools. Yes, that was a real life example. I'm waiting on the new stove right now. So sometimes things are more challenging. Sometimes you cooking, it's way more challenging. But baby, at the same time, it's gonna taste so much better. Cause I'm talking like fast food versus sit down somewhere at a restaurant or somebody's like cooking your meal to order. And, you know, they got fresh ingredients. They chopping and flipping and, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, do you want fast food that's done in 3 minutes? They're timed to have you in and out of their line. They're clocking it. They're doing the best they can to get you in and out of there. You know what I'm saying? Get you in and out. That's what you're going to get with fast food. Fast results. Quick delivery. Focusing on speed, not quality. You know what I'm saying? Gotta go back because then they messed up your order. Gave you somebody a wrong order. You know what I'm saying? Forgot something in your bag. Or you got like an actual sit-down restaurant. Take your time. You take your time with things. You put in your order, then they start making on it. You know what I'm saying? When you go on fast food, you already got some halfway pre-made stuff. You know what I'm saying? Fries might be cold. Burger been on the grill 20 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? Donut been made 6 o'clock this morning. It's 4:32 p.m. But when you go in that restaurant and you take your time, you might even have to dress up. You know what I'm saying? It might be a dress code. It might be a dress code that day. Or that restaurant. But you gotta take your time. Their goal is to make sure your meal is perfect, like the chef shows. You know what I'm saying? Like the the Gordon Ramsay, the bear, I think that's what it's called. I think I watched the first episode, but like these Michelin stars, they are giving you a whole experience through these flavors and these ingredients. They are trying the recipes for you, you know what I'm saying? So if you do choose the route of getting somebody else done for you, getting somebody else to do something for you, make sure it's quality. I mean, sometimes, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do. But aim for quality. Aim for quality, baby. When you do it yourself, I had some crazy dreams last night. When you do it yourself, you gotta be in there. You gotta pay attention. You gotta learn. You gotta really do it for real. Like, really do it. Don't have but it. You know what I'm saying? 100%. Even if you can't give 100%, if you're only capable of 62, I understand. Give your 62. But if you are capable of 100, why are you giving 43? It doesn't make sense to me. If you are capable of 100, why are you giving 43? Something told me to start a Tumblr, so that's what I'm going to do. I actually have a Tumblr for my reflection, but I don't remember what email I set it up under. So I have to figure that out. Or just use my name. I don't know. Maybe. I might just use my name. I don't know. We'll see. See what happens. Yeah, the other one. Sorry. I've been looking for a way to capture my thoughts without making a video, like things I just want to jot down, you know, something I just want to jot down real quick. And I don't really like Twitter, like I just don't. I don't even have Twitter on my phone, and I tried to get with Twitter. I tried to get with Twitter, bro, but I just cannot. But yeah, I think that's my little piece for the day. I was a little okay now. Actually, I can wait because I'm gonna watch this. No, I think I'm done. But I gotta let this mask sit on my face. And congratulate yourself for all the times you hold yourself accountable. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna gravitate you towards more accountability and dedication. You know what I'm saying? And discipline. So really tune in, improves and maintains. Literally, this is crazy. It will improve and maintain your due diligence. I don't even know if that was the right word, but make sure every time you do something that you said you was gonna do, every time, you did a good job. You did a good job. You know what I'm saying? You doing a good job, you did a good job, you continue to do good jobs. You know what I'm saying? Act as if you're being graded. Act as if you're being graded. You don't have to act as if everything is a test. But act as if everything is being graded. If that makes sense. That makes sense to you? I'm going to leave a question on Spotify so you can respond to it if it makes sense to you. If not, then I will explain it another way in another voicemail. But yeah, just let me know. Let me know what you got going on. So I need to start treating the podcast like an actual voicemail. It's just something like literally, you know, that has been a whole theme. That's been the whole intention of it. But like now that I can act as if I'm being graded. Like what kind of reviews am I going to get on it? On my voicemails? Like what kind of feedback? That's the most important thing. Like what kind of feedback am I gonna give to people? Is this gonna really help? You know what I'm saying? Is this really not even just people but myself? Like, is this is going to help me. I need to go in my closet because my boobs are about to start leaking. But yeah, I need some milk pads. Yeah, I love you, and I'll call you back.